Greetings, welcome to this episode of our mini-series, How Talent Acquisition Works, An Inside View. I'm Anthony Haynes, I'm Communications Director of FJ Wilson Talent Services. Now, throughout this series, we'll be seeking to shed light on what goes on within a talent agency, with the aim of helping our stakeholders, organisations and individuals to develop a perspective on how to work with a talent agency most effectively. The series explores the talent acquisition process from the perspective of each of the roles involved. So for the most part, the series is arranged by role with an interview for each of the major roles involved in the process. Now, throughout this series, we've been providing an insight into how a talent agency works by doing a series of interviews with members of FJ Wilson Talent Services staff. But FJ Wilson's contribution is very much a team effort, and it depends not only on staff members, that's to say employees, but also the efforts of a number of associates who work for us, and not in the sense of being on the payroll, but who contribute services on a contract basis. And I'm glad to say several of those are regular or even long-term contributors and understand the way we work. And today I'm pleased to have one of those associates with us, and his name is Dr. Bart Hallmark. So welcome, Bart.
Well, thank you very much, Anthony. It's great to be here.
Now, I first met you many years ago in the context of scientific research, specifically working in chemical engineering. And if, say, 10 years ago, someone had said to me, Bart or Mark, I would have said, oh, he's that chemical engineering guy. But I think it's fair to say you've diversified. There are more arrows to your quiver, or whatever the phrase is, than that. So let me start by asking, FJ Wilson's not really known for its chemical engineering. It's better known for its talent services. So what does Bart Hallmark do?
Well, that's quite a good question, actually. Yes, you're quite right. When we first met, I used to be a lecturer in chemical engineering. However, time's moved on, and these days I do a whole range of different things. I no longer work in the academic sector. I've set up my own small engineering company, so mm-hmm. I provide contract chemical engineering consultancy to anybody who's interested. At the moment, I've got clients in the inkjet industry and right. in the classic petrochemical sector, both of which are very stimulating, challenging projects. In the inkjet area, we're also diversifying into hopefully providing training to industrialists in basic right. physics and engineering of inkjet printing. So that's quite exciting. Yeah. With a different hat on, I do interview training for potential Oxbridge applicants and applicants to other universities such as Imperial College London.
Okay, yeah.
Specifically in the engineering and sometimes physical science sectors. With a completely different hat on, I also provide audio editing and webinar hosting services to FJ Wilson and another company called Frontinus. What that consists of is effectively two roles, one of which is sort of a backroom role where the editing gets done for the podcast Recruitment in the Modern World. So I've edited, I think, something like 30 or 40 of those podcasts now. And a more front-facing and more recent role is that I'm a host for some of FJ Wilson Talent Services webinars. And we're currently running through series one of those, and we're covering CVs and presentation skills. So quite a wide-ranging sort of remit, really.
Yes. And it's interesting. I mean, there's lots of discussion about diversity in human resources and talent acquisition at the moment. But often people's conception of diversity is not itself very diverse. And there's lots of discussion about protected characteristics like age and ethnicity and so on, and quite rightly so. But I think there's less discussion about just things like recruiting people from different backgrounds, different bodies of knowledge. And I'm certain that as an agency, we benefit from the fact that actually the majority of our team don't come from a recruitment background and actually know about other stuff as well as recruitment. So thank you. That's a very helpful, succinct explanation of what you do, both for us and more generally. So you're fairly new to working in the talent sector, and it's come about, as you say, through working on communication technical areas like podcasts, webinars. Mm-hmm. In the time that you've been working in the talent sector for us, what have you noticed? It's very different from what you were doing before, but what kind of things do you notice about the sector?
Yes, you're absolutely right. It's very, very different to what I was doing before. I think there's a number of key things that sort of jump out in comparison to my previous line of work. People matter. And I think what I have seen is a great deal of effort and time and care go into how people are interviewed, how people are recruited, and how people are searched for. Mm. And I think one of the things that you just said a minute ago in terms of diversity is one of the things that you see genuinely shining through in terms of an open-mindedness to talk to people and to communicate with folk who are different, who do come from different backgrounds, who might be able to have a non-standard skill set. And yes. I think that's really, really great. And one of the things I've really noticed is that skill set that also extends to training and background. And mm-hmm. so some sectors can be incredibly protective about the fact that we want this particular set of qualifications from yes. X, even yes. though that might not in any way reflect what actually that person has to do.
Yes.
And it's the increased open-mindedness that I've seen in the short time I have been working in the talent sector that's actually been really refreshing, really, really refreshing.
Yeah, so that's fascinating. And it feeds through. For instance, we've done an article, an episode on how we have changed our own recruitment processes. And one of the things we do now is allow much more time for the candidate to ask questions and also just make observations and raise points. And you get this much more of a sense of it's a conversation between grown-ups rather than interviewer and interviewee playing some sort of role-playing game. You know? What about the methods and the skills? I mean, to some extent, you're listening to or observing other people trying to communicate about talent acquisition from one point of view or another. And also you're having to use those skills yourself in terms of editing audio files and also especially performing almost like a kind of radio station host on hosting webinars. Mm-hmm. So let me ask you that in two parts. I mean, what kind of skills strike you as being helpful in actually effectively communicating in the sector?
That's interesting. Well, one of the things that really has jumped out is the fact that people do communicate and make an effort to communicate. And I mean that in a deeper sense than the trivial, because you can see so many times in so many scenarios, people attempting to communicate a meaning with words, and then those words not being retranslated back into the original meaning. And then there's this feeling of language being an inhibitor rather than an enabler. Yeah. And what I've noticed a lot with the podcasts I've listened to and with other interactions I've had is that people actually take time and care to communicate, which is great. And to actually really dig into the sense of what's trying to be communicated between two people rather than necessarily the words that are exchanged, be that the written word or the spoken word. And of course, body language feeds into that as well. So trying to get a sense of the meaning rather than the way in which the meaning is conveyed, if you see what I mean.
Yes, and we found that particularly, I mean, going back to when we talked about interviewing people who are trying to move from one background to another, whether it's working for us or for you know, applying for jobs that we're trying to fill, you have to kind of work quite hard, because if they don't speak the language of the tribe they're trying to get into, they might, some information gets lost. I don't know about you, I find the world of HR and talent acquisition more generally, one of the weaknesses is a tendency towards a kind of deadening jargon. It's interesting. I get a lot of emails in my junk folder for FJ Wilson, nearly all of them trying to sell me stuff, and they all rely on a sort of approach to seeing how many buzzwords they can get into an email. And I think it's almost It's almost written by a sort of search engine optimization program, you know. And actually, in its place, search engine optimization has a role, but not as your sort of default way of communicating between individuals, I think.
No.
What about your own skills? Right. What about your own skills in terms of you know, what you're trying to do as an editor and a host? What skills do you find that you're drawing on or deploying most?
That's interesting, because there's skills that I really wouldn't have regarded as skills in other roles. Because if I think back to other roles, even though I worked with specialists, I didn't class myself as a specialist. I classed myself as a generalist. As an engineer, my outlook's always been, if there's a problem that needs solving, I'll find a way to do it. And if I've got a toolbox to use, then okay, hopefully that problem gets solved a little more quickly.
Yes.
So in doing the hosting, in doing the editing, I've been pulling off those sort of peripheral skills, if that's a way of phrasing it. Things I've learned through past things where, for example, maybe I've been working with folk in music or been involved in recording. And just thinking, well, okay, I've seen how this has been done. I've seen how this has been done. So if I've seen it once, maybe I can learn it and then deploy that in conjunction with something else that I might have picked up somewhere else to achieve some sort of end goal. So I think the thing really there is that being broad-minded to learn new things is probably the underpinning skill rather than any of the actual skills in their own right.
Yes, that's right. And the sort of, what's the word I want? Improvisation, you know, when things are not quite going according to plan. So,
Yes, absolutely that.
Yeah. Can I just ask you, it is off script, but I would not like to host a webinar because there's too much to do in terms of having to click on the right bits of technology and also be mindful of the audience and the presenters. I mean, is that something, you seem to cope with it remarkably happily. Is it something that you actually enjoy doing? Or
I do enjoy it, yes. It might be like the sort of the archetypal swan swimming down the river, where it's all calm on top and frantically thrashing underneath. I do enjoy it. I've always had a liking for the technical side of things. But in previous jobs, I've also enjoyed the sort of dialogue with people as well. I mean, that used to be in a lecture hall, and okay, maybe that wasn't entirely a dialogue per se, but the sort of the attributes that I kind of draw on for hosting is sort of pulls on those experiences, I think. It is good fun. I do really enjoy that.
Yes, I find that fascinating. For me, it's a bit like the notion of ecology in nature, where you have all these different systems that seem to have nothing to do with each other, but actually they all mesh, they all kind of interlock. It's a fascinating thing.
That's true. Nature is incredible with the way it does that.
So you're a person of many parts. So the question is, if listeners would like to get hold of you, how do they go about that? How do they locate Bart Hallmark?
Well, I'm lucky insofar that I've got a fairly unusual name. So I have a LinkedIn profile that's relatively easily searchable, thanks to that. The easiest way for folk to get in touch, really, is just to drop me an email. My email address, which I'm sure will be in the show notes, is bart@chryscentron.co.uk. And that is by far the quickest and easiest way to get in touch, I think.
Okay. Brilliant. And we'll certainly support that in the show notes. So, Bart, thank you very much. It's a really wonderfully varied contribution that you make to work of the agency, and not one that we had available to us for a long time. So that's made a big difference to what we're able to offer. So thank you very much for appearing. It's been a great pleasure to have you as a guest.
No, it's an absolute pleasure, and thank you for the opportunity.
This podcast is produced by Dr. Bart Hallmark. The music's by Harry Chalmers, and the podcast is published by FJ Wilson Talent Services. If you'd like to contact us about the services we offer recruitment services, we offer talent development services to help you develop the talent you already have on your staff, and we also offer coaching to help develop individuals. If you'd like to contact us about our services, you're of course very welcome to. And the best way to do that is via our website, which has a very easy URL. It's simply all lowercase, fjwilson.com. That's all one word, fjwilson, fjwilson.com. Hope to hear from you. Thank you for listening.